What it is yeah, your boy, yeah, your boy, man. Coming at y'all again with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible for a real nigga. Chill. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, chapter 37. Yeah. Chapter 37, yeah, it's this I feel like I may really enjoy. I'm gonna enjoy bringing this one to you, and I think y'all might like this one a little bit too. You know what I'm saying? I think so. Before we get started though, go ahead and give the props to the host with the most. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be here today, Lord. Coming again one more time to just, you know, hopefully enlighten people on your word, on your spirit, Lord, that's in your word, you know what I'm saying? And allow the story to be vivid, you know, allow encourage somebody to pick up that book for themselves, because that's the ultimate goal, is to help someone pick that up for themselves. And just want to tell you thank you for allowing me to get this far, you know, starting out with 12 and ending up in 37. That's, I'm really, really grateful, Lord. And I ask that you continue to give me the perseverance and stick to it in this and endurance to finish it, you know what I'm saying? Let this be something that I can finish in you. And I just appreciate everything you give me. Anything I've forgotten, help me out. Ask these and any more blessings in your son, in Jesus' name, man. Amen. Yeah, 37, man. Before we get into 37, man, because I'm going to take my time, 37, man. I want y'all to feel this one, man. But I really do want you to enjoy this one, man, because, yeah, 37 interesting, because on everything, man. Like, you know, we talking about, well, all churches are built off of the family that, you know what I'm saying, started this whole, you know. But I'm remembering they were chosen, you feel me? Not because of their actions and what they do. Well, we just gonna show how this book, you know, and it's probably part of the reason why, you know, I'm hearing, you know, a lot of churches are trying to stick with the New Testament. You know, you gotta, because this is the new law of the Lord, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And they don't really want to get into the Torah, into the Old Testament and shit like that. But it really does in just understanding people in general. Like, it's nothing new up under the sun. Like, this, some of the shit that we go through today, like, you gonna see, like, this, it's similarities. Like, this even happened, like, way before we was even fucking thought of. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this is before even Jesus' time. Like, this is, like, deep back then. You know what I'm saying? So, but for real, I just want to encourage people, like, the whole mission with this wild thing, man, like, for real, is I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just a simple Birmingham Blazer, you feel me? I ain't nobody special, so I'm really not trying to just make sure I get every detail, make sure I put this perfect, and make sure I had it just right. Because, like I said, I feel like God has placed me in a position, you know what I'm saying, to be like a pilot, like, you know what I'm saying? Not so more, you know, like a pilot light, it light the oven, you know? And the reason why I'm talking to my G's, because I feel like y'all the ovens, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like the way that I'm coming at it is a way of just being able to be that light and just go into that dark space to go light that pilot, you feel me? And the G's, who the oven, once y'all cut on, you know what I'm saying? Like, a pilot light can't, you know what I'm saying? It can't, if a room is cold or a house is cold, just because you light the pilot up don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to warm up the house, you feel me? So, like, in essence, I really don't expect this to, like, do numbers until, like, I do numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, essentially, like, with the whole, especially the podcast type, you know, deal and shit like that, you really have to do numbers to get numbers. But, like I said, this wanting to get numbers, if it's something that happens out of it happens out of. But I'm a number man. I do statistics. I do math. Like, to get numbers, you have to put, like, episodes out there. And honestly, if I could get finished with the whole book of the Bible, that would be, like, plenty of episodes, you feel me? So it wouldn't help but to get, but the whole process is to follow through. And for y'all, this, I just want to share this with my listeners, because I really do appreciate anybody who's listening. And you know, just riding with your boy on this, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, for me, man, in my life, I really suffer from not following through on a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I really do suffer from feeling like I have a will in God, but being that person that I feel he equipped me to be is not something that I feel like people around me would be comfortable with. It's like, you know, one time I heard, you know, in a little interview, you know, Biggie, rest in peace, you know. It's one of the, I like hip-hop, so, you know, like all, like Tupac, too. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't want this to be no East-West shit. Because if I had to pick sides, when I grew up, it was Pac. So, but when I got older, I got to appreciate Biggie more. You feel me? And I heard in an interview, he was, you know, talking about how, you know, he would go home, and he was, you know, he was Christopher Wallace at the crib, you know what I'm saying? But when he was in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, the two characters really couldn't, like, they couldn't clash like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, and I kind of had to, you know, live like, let me talk this way, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's probably so hard for it to come off the tongue. But hold on, man, I haven't talked this much, boy, I'm telling you, man, but this some bonus shit, man, because this chapter right here, man, yeah, we're gonna have fun with this chapter, cuz, I ain't gonna lie to you, cuz, for real, it's gonna be some fun. I'm gonna let that get there. I just wanna encourage my G's, cuz like I say, this is just something that I'm putting out there. But if you read it for yourself and you catch it with your heart yourself, it ain't no telling how far you can run with the shit. And by all means, run with the shit. That's why it's Cliff Notes, to encourage people to do it. And that way, whatever God put on your heart, it can be done. You feel me? You know, for me, following through has been tough, and just being comfortable in who I feel like God had me to be. Like, you know, I had to kind of do the Christopher Wallace, you know what I'm saying, Biggie shit. And now God got me kind of at a point to where it's like a meshing, you know what I'm saying? It's like I ain't got no choice but to mesh the two, you know, because, like, my background with my family is where I get my essence of my church background with my mom, because she made sure we went to church, you feel me? We grew up in the hood, and she seen how crazy it was. And you know what I'm saying? In the 90s, in Birmingham, it was some crazy shit, cuz, like, for real. A lot of murder, kid shit going on. And, you know, middle school, grade school, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. She really had me in church like 5 to 7 days, you know what I'm saying? If it's a revival, it's going to be 7. You know, in the convocation type stuff, it's going to be 7, you know what I'm saying? But, like, regularly, it's going to be like 4 to 5 days. So I had to pick up sports real quick, because, man, I got tired of going to church like that. Like, man, I got to go to practical, you know what I'm saying? But in that same household, I had my dad, who gave me a lot of my secular, you know what I'm saying, stuff too. And he cussed like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So, but it was a, like a braided, like a hood braided bunch type family, you know what I'm saying? but we blended well. And like, he wasn't really like a street person. He just was really a cool ass dude. And he just really, he was hip to how church was ran, and he didn't really feel the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he wanted to, if he go to church, he wanted to be more spiritually. He just don't want to go feeling like he got to put something in the collection plate every time and move. You know what I'm saying? He just wasn't on that shit. So, like, but for me, like, growing up, I, through sports, you know what I'm saying? Being that I'm from the West Side, like, a lot of the niggas who I grew up with, even to Little League football, grew up, like, you know, doing their thing, you know? Some of them also in the street, you feel me? So, link up with them, you know how it be. You know, we still partners. I still love them. They still got love for me. So, I mean, we ride how we ride, you feel me? But, like, in essence, I can't really be like, you know, I tell them about God, you know what I'm saying? And I let them know God loves everybody, because those were the people who would come to me about God. And I tell them, because my grandma and my mom, you know what I'm saying? They really broke God down to me to where it was like layman term. Not quite like I'm what I'm doing, but they broke all past the thus thou, thus this, whether they're here before, you know, all that shit. So I was able to break it down to people who I grew up with, you know, because, you know, streets is real. And, you know, sometimes your multiple choices ain't none of them good, you dig? But God loves you, you know what I'm saying? And he forgives everybody, you know what I'm saying? If you come to him and let him know that I did that and I was wrong for doing that, though, you know what I'm saying? And the way that I would talk to him, I would want to bring him to church, but sometimes when I bring them to church, you know, the way that they got looked, it broke them from really hearing the message that they needed to hear, because they got all this hypocritical spirits, like, fucking with them, you know what I'm saying, and shit. So it really put me at, like, a standstill that, like, how can I reach them but not offend them, you know what I'm saying? And God put it at a point, stop trying to offend folk with me. Like, if the word is something that you want them to do to find me with, then let me be offended. You know I get your attention. You know what I'm saying? If I need to get your attention, so don't worry about it. I endorse it, because you're coming with the spirit. You're coming with an humble heart. You ain't coming talking about all this stuff, trying to anyway amplify yourself, because you ain't even let them know who you is yet. This whole run until I get to my name, let all glory go to God. Even beyond that, let it go. I just want to let you know how humble I'm coming. I'm not even giving you my name. So even if it is anything that coming off this, y'all gonna have to wait, because this is about God. And I really, really want to follow through with this. It's some things that I'm asking him for personally. And I ain't trying to put it out there, because it ain't even like that. I'm asking for him personally, man. And I believe he's gonna give it to me. You know what I'm saying? So I do this shit for me. You dig? And if y'all can get something off of it, indeed I do it for you. Because it's a heart to heart, man. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the style though, you know what I'm saying, for like churches, you know, that's why I don't really endorse this for no church. But this is like the, when you riding with your homeboys and y'all talking about shit that just between y'all, that back porch talk, everybody sleeping, y'all on the couch smoking and drinking, talking about some real shit. Like, this for that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, telling you, man, like, let it pierce your spirit, man. And I'm telling you, man, it's more people believe in God than what they say. Because, you know, one of my partners that sold me green one time, you know what I'm saying? Met him selling, because, you know, needed my packs and shit like that. So, in the neighborhood, and one, you know, he always pull up, bro. And when he always pull up, dog, I always see he had his pistol in his lap. You know what I'm saying? Took him a while to take that out, but, you know, I respected it, because, you know, he ain't none of his business and shit. But one day I noticed he had a Bible on the dash, you feel me? And one day, you know, when I hopped in, get it green, get my green and shit, I was like, you know what I'm saying? I know you stay ready on that, but I know, and I tapped the Bible, but I say, I know who you know who really to trust, though. And you know what he said to me? He was like, hell yeah. He done got me out of more stuff than this pistol in my lap had. So, like, that's who I'm trying to reach for real, because you know who God is. And can't no church take that away from you, cuz. Can't no church take, if you know who God is, this is meant for you. And I'm asking you to read it. So you can see for you, cuz every man is accountable for their own self, cuz. Can't nobody vouch for you. So you ain't gotta keep taking that preacher word like that, cuz that preacher ain't gonna be able to vouch for you when it come to God, dog. For real. So see him for yourself, and I'm telling you, that connection, any connection that he get him one, he'll get a all. You gonna see when we get to Jesus, we gonna talk that real shit when it comes to Jesus on the capabilities, if you wanna get to the shit. But we gonna work down the line, like I said, through Jesus. This is the glorified God. Not even them, but it's just to show how they're human. More so to glorify God and see how much he love us despite how human we might motherfucking be. You know what I'm saying? So that I invented. Yes, yes, yes. 37 must begin. All right. All right. And 37 begins by telling us that Israel is dwelling in the land where his father was a stranger. Enjoying himself. And his young boy, Joseph, because like the last time that we talked about him and his children, and I want to say Rachel is still alive around this time, because they throw us off a little bit by telling us when she dies, you know what I'm saying, and not putting it in the progression of the storyline, so I'm not sure if she's still alive or dead right now, because it's going to be parts in the story that makes it seem like, well, Rachel ain't dead yet, you know, so we just going to see. We're going to keep moving, because Genesis has been a chapter I ain't really read in a while. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of going it along with y'all for real. You know what I'm saying? So, but starts off, he's living out in Canaan. Enjoying himself out there. And Joseph, the baby boy, the one he loves, so, boy, that's the love child right there. You know what I'm saying? The Bible won't say it in that mannerism, but the way that they say how much he loved his child, that boy was the love child. And I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about love children now. And any other children, please don't get offended when I say this shit. Oh, yeah. Thing to sit today too, so we gon' that's why I say, man, this is gonna be a good chapter. This is gonna be alright right here, cause I ain't gonna lie to you. You know something about them love child, bro? Thank you, Lord, for bringing it back, cause you know how my mind work. They come out looking just like somebody, cause I'm talking about damn looking just like somebody. You feel me? I don't know if it's gonna be the mother or the father. Or just like a super really good mission, just saying, seeing both of them in there, like, damn, I see your mama and I see your dad. I see both, but you look just like both of them in it. Damn, they went at it when they had your ass, didn't they? I feel like that's how Joseph came out compared to the other kids. If you really look at the situation that happened, I want to say in 29 and 30, that's when the kids dropping stars, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of his kids before Joseph, he didn't even have what women he wanted, he even came there for. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can see how that could set up the hate that these brothers have for this boy. And he's 17 years old as the story picks up, okay? In 37, he's 17. And he is super, super loved by his daddy. Like, there is clearly no contest who the favorite child is that he has, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is no contest. And the fact that there is no contest with any of the other boys, that he is hands down the favorite. They hate the shit out that man, cuz. They really, really do. They hate the shit out of Joseph Cub. You know what I'm saying? But his daddy loved him. Loved him so much, dog. He gave him like a one-of-a-kind, super lit, colorful coat, boy. Coat of many colors is what they call it, boy. So he was stunned whenever he showed up to the scene, basically. Motherfuckers knew he was coming, cause boy, that boy looked sharp right there. Where that nigga get that coat from? Boy, that coat clean right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Pops had gave him, you know what I'm saying? And brothers hated him even more for that shit too. They just, ugh. And you wanna know what's really funny about these hating ass motherfucking brothers he got, good? All of these niggas are grown men. Yes, this is right. Grown men are hating on a teenager. Boy, that ain't some funny shit. But they super hate this man, cuz. Like, you grown, live your life. Why you hating on? And they really, really hate. You gonna see they really, no, when I say hate, these niggas really hate this nigga. Okay. It started off by him. See, like, Pops would use Joseph to kind of like keep up with the brothers, you know what I'm saying? So when the brothers be out in the flock and field doing too long, they come back and let them know that they don't feed them, or they don't properly, they don't get all of them, or they go off and try to fuck with some pussy. Like, he gonna go back and tell Pops, you know, everything he's seen. Probably another reason why they hated this nigga so much. And it started off with him chilling with, I want to say Asher, and Nephila, Gad, and Dan. Yes, the four sons of the handmaid, Zilpah and Bilhah, okay? And he was out there to feed them, and they supposed to be feeding the flock and shit. Like I said, they couldn't stand that nigga, man. Joseph would be like, hey, you guys, what, motherfucker, what? Don't you see we talk to some females right now? Calm down, man. It's getting dark and it's time to come home. You know, Dad tell us we got to be back at a certain time with the sheep. And I'm just telling you, we got to go back with the sheep right now, man. Bruh, 10 more minutes, man. I hate to bother you again. I hate to bother you again. But you did say 10 more minutes, like as the sun was even setting, you know what I'm saying? And the sun is like going down, and I know that's at least like 2 more hours since the last time you said 10 minutes, so we really need to get back. Man, damn, I can't stand when this nigga go with us, dog. Why does he always have to go with us? Oh, that's right, because he's daddy Avery, and this nigga don't tell no lies, and he gonna tell whatever we did, everything we, and he see everything. It's like, this nigga, we can't get away from this motherfucker. I can't stand this nigga, man. Come on, man. Let's go, dog. You know how this nigga is, dog. Let go, man. Fuck. So, you know, they ain't like that nigga, man. He kind of made it worse on himself, you know. One day, he was chilling with his brothers, you know what I'm saying? And he said, hey, y'all. I'm like, what the fuck you want, man? And, man, I don't want no trouble, man. Why y'all always be acting, talking so rough to me, man? I don't even be wanting nothing for real. Y'all niggas be talking aggressive as hell. Bro, I just want to tell you the dream I had, dog. Okay, all right. What's the dream you had? Hey, we was out in the field, right? And you know, we had a lot of little sheep. Everybody had their sheaves that they were working on. Uh-huh. And my sheave, I ain't gonna lie, man, all of a sudden it just stood up, dog. It's like crazy. It stood straight up. And then, like, all y'all sheaves just came over there and just started bowing to it and shit, man. And that's a crazy ass dream, ain't it, man? And you know, here's the thing with, like I said, this is being the family that God is putting a lot investment into. So spiritually, they're inclined to a lot of shit that people would probably look at and be like, oh, okay. Most people look at, oh, okay, you had a dream with a sheep. That is a crazy-ass dream. Boy, what you eat before you went to bed, dog? Who dreams of shit like that, man? What the fuck wrong with y'all? You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing. Now, I explain it like that, but I imagine, especially when God give you dreams, because I want to pause for a sec. These are dreams that he is getting from God, because this is a foreshadowing, basically, of what happens in the future. But they can't, you know, niggas who are already hating can't take that shit. When you, they already don't like you, and then you telling them that they gonna go back to the story. Boom. So he telling the dream, they spiritually inclined to kind of figure out what the fuck he's saying. So they like, oh, so you saying you gonna have dominion over us, nigga? Nigga, we gonna bow to your motherfucking ass? Nigga, I was talking about deceive. Nah, nigga, you trying to say that we gonna bow to you? Oh, you better than us? Oh, you must be the strong one, huh? You the strong one, you gonna reign over us, dog? You gonna be king over us and shit? Nigga, I got something. Listen, man, Levi, calm your ass down. That's Reuben telling them, calm down, man. All the bros like, man, fuck that nigga, man. Judah was abusing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't already talked to Bill hiding them children. They didn't like his ass either. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that nigga, man. He always talking that dumb shit, dog. And they was speaking aggressive with him. Like, man, I'm going to Pop, man. I'm going to tell Pop my dream, man. He told Pop. You said they buy it to you. I can believe that, too. I can believe because you way smarter than that. You got my brain, boy. And my good looks. So hell yeah, you gonna get more women in there. They gonna be bowing to your ass, all that good shit, cause you the one. You is the one. Who you is? I'm the one. Yeah, that's right, you the motherfucking one. Boy, I spit you out. Boy, if you look just like, man, I'm telling you, when I was 17, you look just like me. Cause you know, Pop old hell, and you know, and that was the child's old age too. So he popped that out when they said he probably could have had kids. And look, here come Joe. So you know, nigga, motherfucker, and that nigga look just like me. He can't say nobody else had that motherfucker. That's my child, boy. That's my child. You know what I'm saying? But he was enjoying the moment with it, and then they ain't like the shit, cause they ain't like it, man. And you know. Fucked around. Guess what? Joseph has another dream. You know what I'm saying? And he telling it to them and Pops. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, you know, hey y'all, I please, man. I just want y'all to listen real quick, man. I had another dream, man. And like I said, I'm just telling like the basic version. But I'm telling you, when God give you dreams, He gives it to you so descriptively. It is really, really, when you look at it in God, it's really not hard to tell that He's at work at something. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, I'm setting that up because, like, the second time you tell the dream, okay, here we go. It starts now. All right, okay, my bad. It starts now. So he was like, I had another dream. And this time, man, in the dream, this, like, man, this crazy, man. Like, for real. No, go on, tell us. Go on, tell us your motherfucking dream. You always dreaming and shit. Go on, tell us. Okay. This time, man, dog, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowed to me, dog. No bullshit, man. They bowed to me, man. That shit was crazy, man. And Pop's got a word for that shit, because like I say, when you walk in and God feeding you with spirituality, you pick up on a lot of shit. You know, sometimes that shit can fuck you up sometimes because you're picking up on too much shit. When you're picking up shit with your feelings involved, you're rearranging the scene. It's not quite what you think it is. You know what I'm saying? So Pop's got a hold of it this time. Like, wait a minute. Yeah, you my favorite son, but nigga, you going a little too far now. So you trying to say me and your mama? And your brothers gonna be bowing to you, boy. That's definitely your mama right there. You didn't get that shit from me. You definitely got that shit from your mama. She don't do that, cause it took your mama a while to have children cause of that attitude like that. Don't be like that now. That's wrong. You might want to think about it, cause we had you now. What the fuck? We had you. You know, and the brothers were with Pop, like, yeah, man, this is what I be saying, man. This nigga had, this the second dream he done had, and he always be talking like that. He just walk around like he got it like that and shit, man. Like, he something, man. This nigga don't even know how to go out in the field by himself. He always got to have some of us out there with him. You feel me, man? This nigga ain't even ready to be no king. This nigga ain't get no pussy. The fuck? He gets no pussy. And he's supposed to be like some fuck out of here, boy. You ain't ready to be no king or nothing like that. You don't even know what to do with pussy with it. You wouldn't even know what to do if it was in your pretty face. Boy, you so lame, boy. You lame as hell, boy. So, but Pops, you know, like I say, when God give you dreams, and they're spiritual dreams, it's vivid. So he explaining a lot in there, you know what I'm saying? And Pops peeping the way that he explained it. And he, you know, looking up at God, and God looking like, yeah, I gave that to him. So, you know, Pops kind of like observing really a little bit more like, okay, why? Instead of being like, you know, this ain't gonna happen. He more like, okay, why? Me and my wife and my kids, all us older than him, you know, why are we bowing to this guy? You know what I'm saying? This is different. This is different. Okay. I just know it's different. I ain't saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's different. It's a little different. Okay. But if you gave it to him, I mean, you know, what can I say? But I can't talk good or bad. Just, you know. Keep living. I just want to keep living to see. Okay. So, after that, you did. You know what I'm saying? Pops tell his sons to go feed the sheep and go to sickle, man. Go water the sheep. And so, hey, I need y'all to go water sheep and sickle, man. Go take them down there, sickle. Water sheep. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if Joe's come with us, man, because I ain't going, man. They can go. You know what I'm saying? Naphtali, you know what I'm saying? Asher can go. I don't want to go either, man. We went with them last time, dog. Was it Beulah? It's y'all time. It's Beulah and Isaac. Y'all go. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, that's fucked up. How y'all just going to leave us with Joe? Joseph ain't going. As long as y'all going right up there to Shechem and come back, y'all good, man. What the fuck, man? Damn, dog. Joseph ain't. I got to talk to Joseph because, you know, that dream, you know. Y'all go ahead. Hell, go feed the sheep. Why I got to tell y'all twice? Man, don't make. Y'all think I'm old, don't. I got the power of God behind me. Don't keep fucking with me and I'm going to show you that shit. I wrestle with an angel, motherfucker. Y'all niggas better take your ass up there and go feed them damn sheep. Hell. So. They went to feed the sheep and shit, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas like, man, I don't trust that nigga, man. Man, we always go to Sheikah, man. Go to Sheikah, man. Then, hey, Reuben, then you say there was some hoes over there in Dothan. You're like, hey, yeah, let's go to Dothan, man. Yeah, let's go to Dothan, man. That way, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Sheikah may be, because he know Sheikah, man. He, I know Pops, dog. Y'all know how Pops do. He say, nah. But then if we take too long, guess who going to be coming with that colorful-ass coat trying to say, like, hey, y'all need to come back to the house. So we ain't even go. So, but if we go to Dothan, like, he ain't gonna find us in Dothan, but if he do, you know, we'll be able to see his ass before he get there, you know what I'm saying? And everybody like, yeah, let's go that way, let's go, yeah. So they went to Dothan, you know what I'm saying? So I guess they was taking a sec or two. Like they always do, you know what I'm saying? And Pops, like, one, like, damn, dog, these niggas taking a long ass time to be going. They just went to Shechem. It ain't that many. I ain't taking with that many sheep. I watered some sheep earlier while they act like it take all day to water sheep. It don't take all day. Remember me and you watered some sheep earlier? Yeah. So why did these niggas always take? Oh, them niggas, they trying to get some pussy. That's what they, you know what they do. That's all they love to do, man. They can't even feed the sheep for trying to fuck some hoe. Because you go see what's going on with them and sheep for me, son. Love you, man. You my favorite son. You know that, don't you? You the one. Say it for me. I'm the one. You know what I'm saying? Go to Shechem, man, and let me know, man. And see if they out there trying to fuck with some hoes, go ahead and tell them. Pop said, bring your ass home. And if they act like they don't want to come home, come get me, and I'm going to come down there and get their ass, because they don't. They want me to show them how I did that move on that angel. That's what they want to do. But, hey, they better bring their ass home. You know what I'm saying? Joe's. Because I do believe Joseph was the reason. They hated Joseph maybe because he was that love child and Pops loved him so much. But I do believe Joseph was real obedient too. And he's obedient of like a 17-year-old. You know what I'm saying? And y'all grown-ass men. y'all staying around the house still. I ain't got y'all own shit and moved out to y'all own shit or nothing like that. And say, Pops, let me give me a little share of the profit and let me go move this way and go handle some business this way and have my own family and shit like that. None of y'all niggas content with being at the motherfucking house, being freeloaders at the house. So grown men being freeloaders at the house, getting jealous of a 17-year-old who probably out there going to get it, doing everything Pop said, being obedient and shit. They hating ass niggas. Hating ass, grown ass, pussy ass niggas at this point in time. But remember, they're chosen. It's not because of their works. It's because they're chosen. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure y'all can relate to some of this. Even in y'all family, just like, wow, like, it gets worse, though. I'm sorry. It does. First, let me light up. Cause I say, we're finna enjoy this one, man. On everything. It's 37, man. Chapter 37, you dig? So Joe's go looking for Mashiko. And he don't find Mashiko, man. He just looking around for a good little while. And probably in some of the normal spots they normally be at. And this man see him out there in the field by himself, like, what's going on with this, man? You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, you know, hey, you look a little lost out there. You good? And he was like, man, I'm trying to really find my brothers. You know, Israel? Yeah, that's my daddy. And, you know, my brothers, you know, Reuben and Levi, you know, all of them. And like, yeah, I know him. Could you tell me where they at, man? My father looking for them because they been out with the sheep a little bit longer than they should have. So, you know, I was just trying to find them and catch up with them. So I was just praying, pretty please, could you help me find them? He was like, they ain't in Shechem. they in Dothan. They said they were going to a place in Dothan to kind of like water the sheep, so they in Dothan, you know what I'm saying? So Joe's go out to Dothan. And indeed he finds him in Dothan. And indeed in Dothan they see him coming with his coat of many colors, because you know that's what draw the attention when he was out there feeding the Shechem. They see this dude, little boy, 17-year-old with this coat with all these clean ass colors on, you know. He in a bad spot, but you might get yourself fucked up without it. You know, somebody might take that shit, boy. You know what I said? But they in Dothan, you know, he in Dothan, and they see him coming. These hating ass grown men, you know what I'm saying? And if I had to take my guess, simply because they did shit already that was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And the shit that they did already that was fucked up was that they killed the whole city. You know what I'm saying? So within that whole time frame, I put them on that. You know what I'm saying? So with that, with them and shit like that, you feel me? To enjoy that pool right now. They're like, uh-oh, here come that dream-ass nigga, man. You see this dream-ass nigga, dog? He coming, man. I know you see that nigga with all them colors, dog. Hey, man. I don't like that nigga, dog. And he out here in Dothan, dog. Bruh. You know, he ain't gotta make it back to the house. For real. Kid, this nigga out here in Dothan, dog, and nobody would never know what happened to him, for real. And all the brothers like, yeah, except Reuben. They trying to probably keep it from Reuben, because Reuben is the good one, trying to play good in Popeye. But Reuben is the most tender dick one. He showed he tender dick. He fucked one of Pop's concubines, so you know what I'm saying? He don't give a fuck. And this is his brothers like mamas, you know what I'm saying? He got to look at these niggas and he done fucked their mama and shit. Like, this is, yeah, fucking crazy. So he tend to dick them motherfucker. I'm just letting you know. So they trying to keep it from him because he is trying to be the good one. He don't want to hear Pop mouth. He the one that know Pop put him in charge of everybody. You know, you Reuben, you in charge of everybody. That's why when you say go, let's go, they probably got, that's why, you know what I'm saying? Because he the oldest, you did. But you know, I'm gonna blame it on Zebulun and Isaacar because they the youngest. Even though they might be grown, they still the youngest out of all of them. So, you know, Simeon and Levi, they ain't already, to be real, they ain't already did some shit, you know what I'm saying? And made themselves like, you know, they once you do it, you know, doing it again, even to your brother, as you can see, doesn't even seem like a, yeah, it ain't nothing. You don't like that nigga. I don't like him. Get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they planted it out. Man, we're going to do it. We're going to snatch his coat off and we're going to, you know what I'm saying, kill a lamb. So I'm going to tear it up and tell Pops that, you know, I think, a goat did. You know what I'm saying? He got, because we was in Dothan, you know, if he was in Seacom, you know, he just got fucked up on the way to Dothan, you did. So, yeah, we do that. And then, you know, it's a Beulah in the eyes. Like, yeah, we're going to kill fucking Joseph. Yeah. So, you know, damn, Reuben heard this shit like, oh, man, what the fuck you say that shit loud, man? We talking low, dumbass. Oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying? Reuben, you talking about killing him? Nah, man, we ain't going to kill him, dog. Don't kill him, man. That'll be on our hand, man. You know how Papa be, dog. How the fuck he died. And we can't lie to him like that, man. Bruh. But what we can do, until we get ready to go back home, because I don't want to hit mouth either, we could throw him in that ditch over there. It's pretty deep, and we ain't got to hit that nigga, man. I'm trying to get something to eat. No, you ain't, nigga. You trying to fuck some hoe. But we feel you, though, bro. We could do that. Let's do that, dog. That sound like the plan right there. So he come on, man. I'm telling on y'all ain't supposed to be in Dothan. Y'all supposed to be in Seacom. Ooh, I'm telling Pop. So, yeah, what y'all doing in Dothan? Why y'all coming in Dothan? It was some waters over there in Seacom. It wasn't even nobody out there. Man, bring your ass in, man. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, bring your fucking start beating up on them and, you know, just roughing them up a little bit. But they snatched the coat. Yeah, nigga. Give me this shit, motherfucker. Yeah, this. Hey, give me my coat back. Nah, nigga. Now, you know. It's 10 brothers, so he's a 17-year-old dude. Even though if he can take a couple of them, it's 10 brothers, and they 10 don't like him. You know what I'm saying? So you know they're scooping his ass up with all the manpower that they need to scoop his ass up, throwing his ass in that ditch. So boom, he in the ditch like, hey, I'm telling Pops you got me in the ditch. Hey, you gonna have me in the ditch? Ooh, wait till I tell Pops this. Y'all better come get me. Come get me. I know y'all better come get me. I know y'all ain't gonna leave me in the ditch. They laugh and walk up. Hey, man, so y'all hungry, bro? Hey, yeah, let's go get us something to eat, man. Hey, let's go get us something to eat, dog. So these niggas go get them something to eat. And I believe Reuben, in normal fashion, and you'll see why I say this, you know what I'm saying, as we get more into the story. I just feel like in normal fashion, Reuben had found them some pussy while they went to go get something to eat. And he trying to go fuck some. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to say the 9 brothers are sitting down. Reuben is the only one that they say is not around. So 9 brothers go get them something to eat. They go sit down and eat. Reuben, you know, trying to fuck some pussy. Joe's still in the ditch. You know what I'm saying? That accounts for all 11 brothers. So... As the 9 are sitting down, they notice some Ishmaelites coming from, I want to say, Gideon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to say they come from Gideon or something like that. But some are Ishmaelites. So these are some of Ishmael kinfolk down the line. You know what I'm saying? And they got some myrrh and some spices and shit. And, you know, they headed to Egypt. So it looked like they got some shit to trade and try to get some shit. You know what I'm saying? With Egypt and shit. And Judah, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Wanna be Mr. Mastermind right now, you know what I'm saying? Judah, like, hey, bro. Like, killing Joseph was good and everything, but it ain't gonna make no money for real, you know what I'm saying? What if we sold him as a slave, my G? For real. Think about it now. We ain't got to see the nigga no more. We just pretend that we killed him. You know, something killed his ass, you know what I'm saying? And we get paid off for it, bro. Because look, Pete, There go some of them motherfucking Ishmaelites. You know they be having some change. Nigga, these niggas got spices and everything, bro. These niggas got some change on them, bro. And they be looking for slaves all the time, my G. Man, let's sell this nigga before Reuben get his ass back. Because you know Reuben gonna try to, you know Reuben, man. For a nigga who love getting pussy, man, he could fuck up a wet dream, bro. Like, no bullshit, man. Like, so, let's get this shit done with these niggas. We'll talk them, you know what I'm saying? You know how we can talk to them, man. Slick talk them in the kingdom. We gonna sell them. He be gone before Reuben get back, because you know he's trying to fuck something right now. So, you know it take a minute. You gotta talk to the bitch for a second, because he don't know how to get no pussy without trying to sweet talk the pussy. That's what be taking him so long. If he just tell the bitch he wanna fuck, man, like we do, it won't even take him that long. But he always got sweet talk the pussy and shit. So, you know, he got sweet talk the pussy for a minute. And then he gonna fuck. He gotta find a place to fuck, you know, cause you know he be nervous as fuck. He don't wanna fuck in the open spaces and shit like that. So he gotta find a place to fuck. Hope on no brothers and nothing like that. You know, he got a lot of shit he gotta go through before he fuck. So we can be the soul Joes and be long gone before this nigga get back. And then our brothers like, yeah. All the brothers were cool with the idea. So when they came up, they chopped it up with the Ishmaelites. Like, hey, y'all headed to Egypt? And they're like, yeah, we headed to Egypt. Hey, so y'all finna go do some trading and shit like that, man. I heard there be a lot of trading and shit going on in Egypt. They're like, yeah. Try to come up on some shit out there. You know what I'm saying, man? I ain't gonna lie, man. We got spices and shit, man. It'd be nice if we had, like, be tough and had some labor, you know, some slaves and shit like that. They get bread for them. What? Y'all looking for them? They be paying good bread out there for slaves? Hell yeah, they do. What about like somebody who like 17, but he scrappy, I'm telling you. He real scrappy and he strong. He do a lot of shit, cause he even know about sheep and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we could do one. You know one like that? You got one? Guess what, man? Y'all in love today. Hey, follow us over here to this little pit right here, bro. We got something for you, my G, right here. So, go to the pit, get Joseph out of the pit, probably cover his mouth up. Hey, I'm telling you. So they cover his mouth up so he can't, you know, talk right. Tell him that he is brother, that these is brothers, and they as they selling them, you know what I'm saying? And they were like, how much you want for him? You know? Yeah, how much you want for him? As you can see, he real strong, scrappy. I say, all right. And you can handle him how you want to handle him. After you give him to him, you can handle him. Because you got to be a little rough. As you see, he's a little feisty, but you got to be a little rough. But he'll submit after a while. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah. We'll take my... that is about 20 pieces of silver sound to you, which is about $200. You sold your brother $200. 20 pieces of silver. Oh my goodness. 20 pieces. That's a lot of money. Hey, yeah, man. 20 pieces. That's. Yo. Yeah. All right. Here you go. Thank you. Let's go ahead and we're going to keep his mouth, you know, tied up until you get him to where you're going. Yeah. So, yeah. Tie his legs in the hand. Yeah, there you go. How you do typical slave? You can drag him for like the first, you know what I'm saying, until he stop, you know what I'm saying, and then. Kind of, he'll walk in after that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, that's what we gotta do. No, we just trying to get him to Egypt, you know what I'm saying? So, boom, they sell him $200, 20 pieces of silver and shit, you know what I'm saying?
And get that shit done before Reuben get back, because it's like, boom, he gone. Reuben get back, go to the pit, because Reuben idea was. To put him in the pit and take him back to dad without being harmed. You know what I'm saying? But he go back to the pit first because he knows they just sitting down eating, you know what I'm saying? Acting like there ain't nothing going on and shit like that. You know, he go to the pit and like, hey. I'm like, what up? Hey, y'all know Joe's ain't here? Bro, we ain't been over there to that pit since we left, man. What you mean? He ain't in there? No, he ain't in there, man. He ain't in there. Oh my God, dog. This nigga got out there. I don't know my. Oh, shit, bro. Pop gonna kill us, man. Pop Popcorn motherfucking killer. Where he at, dog? Y'all niggas killed him, didn't it? Oh my God, y'all niggas killed him. Man, I'm telling you, we been sitting down the whole time. Well, you see blood on us at, bro. If we would have killed that nigga, you know how we get down, nigga. We can't wash that shit off like that, bro. Like, look, we straight, man. What is you saying, man? Why is you tripping? He really ain't in there, bro. Like, damn. Bro, I don't know, man. There's been a lot of folk in here, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro. Then I heard they be doing trading and shit, so, you know, somebody might pick them up, I don't know, they might pick them up for a slave or something, you know, I heard they do trading and shit, so, there's been a lot of cameras and shit, you see a lot of motherfuckers with shit and all that, man, we gonna tell Pops, dog, we can't tell the man that, oh, shit, man, these niggas, oh, motherfucking God, bro, chill, man, we cool, bro, look, man, hey, you see that kid over there? With his mom, hey, chill out, we got you. So they killed the little kid so they could put the blood on the coat as they ripped it up and made it look like a beast, you know what I'm saying? Killed them on the way. So they get back where Pop's at and they give him the news that, you know, man, Pop, you know, they probably come back like in the door like, hey, Pop, how you doing? Everything, acting like they didn't know. You know, nah, they probably did come in like, Pop, and we was coming back, you know what I'm saying, from Seacom, you know what I'm saying, water the sheep and shit, and we seen this, you know what I'm saying, is this Joseph? Like, they don't know. Is this Joseph? It kind of look like Joseph Cole, but it's so tore up and shit. We don't really even, ain't got all this red blood on and shit. It's like, Pop like, oh shit, no Joseph, not my Joseph. Not the one, not the one. Oh Lord, not the one. You took the one from me, Lord. This is the one. I got his initials right there, and I put a word right. Oh, this is his. Oh, shit. So, yeah, Beast killed him. I could tell. Look at it. I could tell they got him right there. And then, shit, my son. No. He did, though. So, Pop, you know what I'm saying? He went in their room. Pretty seemed like pretty much and locked himself in there. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't want to be bothered with nobody. They said he went through many days of just mourning. He didn't want to be bothered with nobody. He tore his clothes up. And Ruben tore his clothes. It was a little issue, I guess, they had when that's a mourning process when they tear their clothes. Because when Ruben didn't find him in the hole, he tore his clothes. When Pop heard the news, he tore his clothes. And I think Pops went into the room and locked his whole himself in there. And he didn't want to be bothered with nobody. Like, nobody. Well, he couldn't lock himself because they were staying in the tent. But he stayed in his tent the whole time, pretty much. And, you know, they'd probably be like, Pops, you want to come out? Don't fuck with me right now. Leave me alone. I'm talking about it came a concern, dog. They really thought, see, they was doing the storyline to cover their head, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't really take into account in the midst of trying to cover their ass on how Pops would really feel about this shit. And Pops was really hurt about this shit because he didn't want to be bothered with nobody. They said all his kids tried to comfort him and nobody was getting no luck, bro. He was telling them all of them to get the fuck on. I'm gonna go to the grave with my son and I'm gonna be with him. Fuck all y'all. Like, he was like, didn't want to be bothered with no son, no daughter, nobody. You know? And 37 ends with Joseph making it to Egypt and them selling them to some Midianites, you know, to sold them to Potiphar, who was the chief, you know what I'm saying, who was head of the guards. He was over the guards and stuff, and he was an officer for Pharaoh. So Potiphar is who Joseph was sold to. And that's how chapter 37 ends. With some brothers. selling their brother. Grown men selling a teenager. Grown men hating on a teenager that much. Somebody chosen in God hated because they're not the chosen one. But this is the family. You know that our families will be blessed through. And it's not wrong. I'm not saying that it is in the sense of it being wrong, because the reason why we're going to Jesus is because he is the reason why. Through the animal, he sent it through this family. You know what I'm saying? He sent his son through this family, so he is the reason why our families are blessed. So, indeed it is true. But you see, if that's the best representation of family, you know, don't be misled by anybody who tries to be perfect. But at the same time, as you can see, in most of these issues with what they got going through, it's because they're not being real. They're not coming up front saying what they did. They're not coming up front asking to hate. And the Bible says they hated them and envied them. Them are spirits that if you're trying to walk in God, them are no spirits to have. Especially on your own flesh and blood. But I do feel like I bring out this story to kind of encourage people to see. Sorry about the train, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, good session, but staying in that train, so inevitably, you may hear something from time to time. But it kind of threw me off what I was talking about for a sec. I do feel, thank you, Lord, that our spiritual essence is a little bit better than theirs right now, because you see multiple people in the NBA, NFL, who are like that last child. So, indeed, I feel like our spirit is better, because you can't hate on your brother to get him now. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of people who I know, they said they were like the last son, and they had a lot of children. But they made it. I want to say even Michael Jordan wasn't the first, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Like, I think that's crazy, but learn from it. Don't be like it. You feel me? Learn from it. Don't be like it. You dig? And that. Okay. And my friend, if that is something in that shit, you dig? Hope y'all enjoyed it. May God bless you. Appreciate you listening. Man. Really enjoyed it. Nice one, cuz, I'm telling you. And, you know, like I said, though, in there, it's not over, because God is with Joseph. He is indeed with Joseph, you know what I'm saying? And he is going to be the storyline to show that even in your lowest lows, God shows that he with you. You know what I'm saying? And indeed, I will say indeed, that dream does come true. You feel me? And that's the lit. So, 38 will be next. Till next time, we're going to get it in like that, though. Ciao.